The Aussie market's off to a solid start on Monday, and as we approach lunch today, the ASX 200 is up around 0.5%. We're flirting with 5,800 points, which means we're within striking distance of a one-month high, and this follows on from the best weekly performance that we've had locally in about 2.5 months. So we've got most sectors higher at this stage, and about 7 in 10 stocks across the whole ASX 200 are also a little higher. The banks, the main lift on the market, they're all up by about 1%. The miners a little more mixed, with South 32 and the gold stocks doing very well. BHP is quite flat. Rio and Fortescue a little bit weaker. But the one real soft area of the market, consumer staples. And that's because on Friday there was news that Amazon will pay about $14 billion. That's about 18 billion Aussie dollars in cash to buy the grocery chain in the US, Whole Foods. This was good news for Amazon and Whole Foods on the market on Friday in the US, but certainly not good news for its competitors. Walmart, Costco, Target included. That's rubbed off onto the Aussie market, as there are concerns because Amazon is expected to make its debut in Australia as early as over the next year. So Woolies is down by about 3%, Wesfarmers, which is behind Coles, and Metcash as well, which is distributed to IGA, both down about 1.5%. Another underperformer is Flexi Group, down about 7%. It received a broker downgrade today. And McMillan Shakespeare, which is a car leasing giant, being hit very hard on a report in the an article in the Financial Review, claiming that it's going to face an $80 million class action on misleading conduct in its extended warranty business. Now, McMillan Shakespeare did release a short statement, not too many details provided, but that part of its business, it said, accounts for about 5% of total underlying profit. Looking at some of the best today, we've got Southern Cross Media, which received a broker upgrade. It's up 9%. A2 Milk, up 3%. It rose 10% on Friday, actually, because of a sales upgrade to its guidance for the year. And Downer has waived all of its remaining conditions on a $1.2 billion takeover offer that it launched for Spotless. And Spotless, the cleaning group for that matter, has actually continuously turned this offer down. Now, on the economic front, the speech by the Reserve Bank governor this morning gave quite an upbeat assessment of the economy. The Aussie dollar's a little weaker, a little stronger rather, today at 76.2 US. The greenback fell on Friday on some disappointing economic news.